Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, April 30th through Thursday, May 6th, 2021. April 30th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The state of the heart of the world reflects the state of the hearts of leaders around the world. If the leaders promote liberal attitudes, then whole nations will be governed according to liberalism. The souls of leaders are judged according to the ways in which they handled their responsibility towards the people they represented while on earth. If personal gain or a safe reputation took priority over their position and responsibility towards those they were chosen to govern, then in my eyes, they failed. Those in government who support abortion are responsible for the murders of the children that have been taken as a result of their policies. Knowing this, you can see why whole nations are not guided by righteousness. This is why I plead for prayers for anyone in a leadership role. The past is gone, but you can change the future if you pray now for misguided hearts." A note is given to read Wisdom, chapter 6, 1 through 9, and 24 through 25. "Listen, therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God, he will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor show deference to greatness, because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. To you, then, O monarchs, my words are directed, that you may learn wisdom and not transgress. A multitude of wise men is the salvation of the world, and a sensible king is the stability of his people. Therefore, be instructed by my words, and you will profit." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 1st, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The evil in the world today has changed the reality of what is good and what is evil. Satan has been successful through social media in misrepresenting evil as good. Morality has become confused by this means. The moral standards of any nation, in order to receive my favor, must embrace my commandments. Governments should reflect righteous obedience to my laws first and foremost. When they do not, they invite evil influences in to distance themselves from me. I desire to be reconciled with mankind through strict obedience to my commandments. There is no other way to win my favor. Human laws must be formulated around this obedience, just as free will should be. Any other course of action is not from me and invites disaster. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 22. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 2nd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The road you choose for yourself, be it salvation or condemnation, you must choose over and over in every present moment. Do not allow Satan to take over your thoughts, words, or deeds in any subtle way. Begin in the morning by giving the whole day over to Jesus and to obedience to my commandments. This is the way to sanctification. I need an army of souls dedicated to the truth in order to win the battle of misinformation Satan is waging. The enemy has been successful in making evil appear as a right and thereby a free will choice, but not a sin. In order to win this present-day war against evil, souls must familiarize themselves with my commandments, which are the passport to heaven. Do not be tricked into thinking my commandments are not relevant in this day and age. Let your yes to my commandments be like a garment of truth you put on every morning." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 3rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Do not let the storms of life defeat your faith. In hidden and overt ways I am providing. Give thanks for this, even if my grace is not apparent. Discouragement is a ploy of Satan designed to weaken your faith. The prayer that is wrapped in faith when it arrives in heaven is most effective and comes back to you as grace. If each soul would say one prayer from the heart every day, the world would be a better place. There would be peace anchored in hope. Fears would take flight. Evils would be exposed and defeated. Politics would be honest and not manipulated by evil. There would be no right and left in governments. All would be openly working in honesty for the best way to help others. As it is, the great majority do not pray before they act. They are motivated towards an evil end. I am asking the majority who do not pray to begin to pray and to listen to me. This is the only way issues and laws will be made in holy love." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 4th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Please realize, my children, the greatest battle which is being waged is not peculiar to any nation or circumstance in the world. The most important battle is being waged in hearts. It is the battle between good and evil. When this ongoing conflict is not recognized, it is easy for evil to win out. More and more these days, sin and evil go unnoticed in everyday decisions. This is how Satan influences decisions and gains power in the world. In this country alone, evil has won over hearts by posing as good. Bad choices are imposed, clothed as law. Abortion and immigration are examples of this. The uninformed citizen does not see the difference these laws make in my eyes. They do not notice the subtle changes that are playing against my favor. I wish to be close to every soul and therefore a partner in every decision. I desire each soul loves and respects me. Then, and only then, will his actions be as reflections of obedience to my commandments. Then, and only then, will each nation prosper in my divine will." A note is given to read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive good or evil, according to what he has done in the body." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 5th, 2021, Feast of Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, 24th Anniversary. Our Lady comes as Refuge of Holy Love. She says, "I come to you today from love and with love. I celebrate with those who believe in my title. Over the years, this title and these messages have saved many who were held hostage by the world. Many more changed their evil goals to become soldiers of holy love, promoting my title and these messages. While the world marches on towards God's wrath, these brave warriors traveled the earth, releasing those held in bondage by those worldly wise, but spiritually blind. The messages of holy love have used modern forms of communication to change hearts to realize their own salvation. Today we celebrate the anniversary of the Refuge of Holy Love, bound together in spirit, praying together for the quiet victory of the conversion of souls. As the world does not realize the magnitude of my title, Refuge of Holy Love, it also does not recognize the ever-increasing abyss between heaven and earth. As faithful warriors come together under the leadership of their commander, today I ask my army of prayer warriors to unite under my mantle and title of Refuge of Holy Love. I will hold you in the refuge of my heart, waging each battle with you. Do not fear persecution or misunderstandings. I am with you when you invoke me under this title. Together, we can change the world, one heart at a time. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 1, 13 through 16, and 22 through 24. Therefore, gird up your minds, be sober, set your hope fully upon the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. Since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, for a sincere love of the brethren, love one another earnestly from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love. May 6th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, there are people in the world who take great pains in watching their diet. They even pride themselves on eating organic foods and only the best supplements to maintain a healthy existence. This is commendable, but must not be their only goal towards a better life. Each soul's spiritual life is the proving ground for where they spend their eternity. The vitamins of a healthy spirituality are prayer and sacrifice. These are the ways spirituality is strengthened. Without prayer and sacrifice, the soul withers away in the environment of worldly concerns. He is not fed spiritually, and moreover, is not concerned about the relationship he has or doesn't have with me. This course takes him into many temptations detrimental to his reward after his life in the world. I speak to you as a loving father who is concerned for the welfare of each of his children. As long as there is life within you, ask for the grace to love me more than anything in the world. This is your key to salvation. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 5 through 10. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you once walked, when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his practices, and have put on the new man, who is being renewed in knowledge after the image of his Creator. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.